was the other day when you said, Jim, you are my guru. It exploded within me. And at that moment, God told me to share the things that you had told me with the shofar blowers that come to the conference on September 20th to the 23rd, 2006. That's now. This is a word for those who are here tonight. He said, encourage them that I will do for them the same things that I have done for Michael. Encourage them to be carriers of the messages that I have given you, carriers of the anointing I have placed upon you, and go back to their nations and states and allow me to work through them. And it goes on and it says, Michael, get this. As I'm emailing you, God is saying, Jim, you are like an Elijah, and Michael was like an Elisha. You're his teacher. The ones that come with a right heart and walk in obedience, they will walk in a double portion anointing. I will take them to a higher level faster than I did you. You had no Elijah. You had no mentor in the natural. You were a forerunner. Because you heard me and obeyed me, I have something to build on for the next generation of watchmen, shofar blowers. Not all that come to you for training will walk in the double portion anointing. Because they come with the wrong heart. They come for the wrong reasons. They come to please man. They come to please self. They blow the shofar for themselves, not for me. My shofar blowers, God's shofar blowers, will blow the shofar wherever and whenever I tell them to. Many want to use my shofar to entertain within the four walls of the church, but they will not sound it out in the world when I ask them to. There will be no anointing on those that want to use it for the entertainment of the church. And yes, there will be a double portion anointing on those that you mentor that come with a right heart. During the conference, those that have come with a wrong heart, those that want to entertain the church, those who blow the shofar for their own agenda, will have a chance to change. Tell them what I have said. I give them this chance to change. And yes, I want to pray for each of you that blow the shofar. But before we do, we have to get our hearts right. Have your way, Father. In us a clean heart, O God. Search our hearts, God. God said that we would have a chance to change. Allow him to search your hearts now. And if there's any showmanship, if there's any entertaining, give it away. Repent. Give it to him. Be willing and obedient to blow the shofar everywhere he talks to you, everywhere he tells you. You see, when you only use it when you want to, you're your shofar blower. When you use it when God tells you to, you're his shofar blower. Convict our hearts tonight, God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Create in us, O God, a clean heart. A clean heart. Clean heart. One of the other things that God spoke to me just this week is the church likes to hear the Yemenite shofar because it's a shout. It's a victorious shout. We like to hear that, but the church doesn't want to hear the ram's horn. And the shofar, and a lot of shofar blowers don't want to blow the ram's horn. And God is saying, if you're truly his shofar blower, his shofarim, that you'll be willing to sound that cry of repentance. The church wants to hear the shout of victory. But God says, if you want the shout of victory, it's going to come by the way of repentance. The shout of victory follows the way of repentance. And as a shofarim, a shofar blower, you have to be willing to sound what's unpopular. Because it's not popular to blow the ram's horn as it is to blow the Yemenite. The body only wants the victory blast. But God says it's time to blow the ram's horn. In a little while, I do want to pray for you and pray for those that blow the trumpet. But before we do, let's take another moment and make sure our hearts are right. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Could we have the worship team come? Have your way. Whatever you feel, the Spirit leads. Let's stand and worship Him. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence in this place, God. If you feel that God has called you to blow the shofar, I want you to come forward now. I want you to just come up and start on this end and go all the way around the platform. Stay about a foot from the steps. And I trust that your hearts are right. I trust that our hearts are right to receive. To receive. After there's one row, everybody else step back about 6 feet. Leave a little space in between. Where's my darling, Carla? If I could have some ushers come and assist us. Ye karabosotoyala borayala mayala ha.